Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. So it's been a little while since I've posted an episode, and I just wanted to share a few thoughts that I've been mulling over for the last couple weeks. And I just wanted to jump on here and leave some words of encouragement and just, you know, see how y'all are doing. Can you believe it's December already? Like, 67 months later. Feels like 67 months. We are finally in December. What a ride. So, as I thought about what I wanted this episode to be centered around, I reflected on the year and everything that's happened, from pandemic to being quarantined to being in lockdown, working from home, losing my uncle, having to quickly plan a trip to come home, having to help organize a funeral in the middle of a pandemic, and all the excitement that brought. The idea of life being a marathon was the recurring sentiment in my mind, and I kept thinking about what it means for us to run a marathon, not a sprint. Because we are all familiar, I'd like to think, with the phrase, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And I thought about what a marathon is. It's a road race. And the official definition is a road race that covers 42 kilometers. And I thought about what is involved in a marathon. And for some reason, I wasn't quite satisfied with that saying. And then I got a counter idea to life being a marathon. This year has definitely demonstrated that life is not a marathon, but a decathlon. And the difference between a marathon and a decathlon is marathon is just a road race. And for people who prepare for a marathon, I apologize, it's more than just a road race. But a decathlon is an event that covers different disciplines. So there is a 110 meter hurdle, shot put discus, there is long jump. So in all, there are 10 different events that make up the decathlon, hence the name. I haven't listed them all, but if you are curious, you can Google it. My point is, 2020 has demonstrated to me that life is more of a decathlon than a marathon, because so much is asked of you in a decathlon. If you want to do well in that event, you have to be good at hurdles. You have to be a strong competitor in the discus throwing, the shot put, the javelin, the long jump, the 100 meter dash. There's so many different events that you have to prepare for. And if you want to medal, then you have to have enough points in each event to increase your standing in the field of competitors. A marathon is a road race. So for a marathon, you're preparing for endurance. But for decathlon, you're thinking about strength and speed and agility. So much more is required of you. And 2020 has required so much of us. I've never lived through a global pandemic before. And I don't think most of us have. Working from home for 8 months, where everything or most of the things that we do on a day-to-day is now done virtually, where we're required to social distance, wear masks, our lives as we know it have changed completely. So in preparing for this episode and reflecting on 2020 and all that it threw at me and all that it may have thrown at you, I think the appropriate expression is life is a decathlon, not a sprint. And that is going to be the title of this episode. So there are a couple of things I want to just touch on, and in so doing, share some words of encouragement with you, because encouragement sweetens labor. And it kind of feels like we're laboring, just trying to make it to the end of 2020. So the first thing I want to touch on is grief. And I'm not going to get technical, not going to talk about the phases and stages of grief. There's enough material that you can research and find. I'm just going to share my personal experience and what I have learned, or rather what I've been reminded of. So the last time I personally encountered grief due to the loss of a family member was 12 years ago when I lost my granddad, my maternal granddad. And that was especially hard because I was overseas in training, preparing to become a military officer, and I was unable to return home to offer that support to my mom as well as be present at the funeral. And I love, I'm using the present tense, love my granddad. And it was hard not being able to pay my final respects the way I would have liked. Fast forward 12 years later, I'm now faced with the loss of my uncle, who happens to be his son and my mom's baby brother. And this loss was harder because it was unexpected and unforeseen. And it was compounded with the reality that we're in the middle of a global pandemic. So everything had to be different. And it was hard. I was not prepared to return home. That was the furthest thing from my mind. It was something I had discussed with my mom, and we just thought it was best I stay put in Canada because traveling was, you know, iffy. Like, who really wants to get on a plane and go someplace? I mean, hats off to you if you're down for traveling, but the idea of being safe than sorry is a real idea now. Dealing with this was especially hard, and then still having to carry on with work and everything else. What I've learned, or I've been reminded of through this experience, is it is okay to grieve, and it is okay to grieve on your own terms, and your grief does not have to look like anything else that anybody has ever seen. You don't have to throw yourself on the ground and wail and wallow. Your grief could be quiet, you could be withdrawn. And if that is how you choose to deal with your pain, then that is okay. And if you have friends and family and good colleagues from work who can rally around you and show you that support, then you'll be better for it. And if you don't, then try and find that support. And it is okay to grieve. I want to emphasize that point. And you should be given that space to grieve. You shouldn't have to ask for it. You shouldn't have to explain it or justify it if somebody's aware that this is your current situation and this is your current experience. Then they should have enough common sense or enough emotional intelligence, and maybe the experience of having to deal with death and loss themselves, to know that you're going to need your space. You are grieving. You should be given the room to grieve. So I got that reminder that grief doesn't look the same for everybody. It's not going to feel the same for everybody. And in that time, or this time, being extra gentle with yourself, being extra kind to yourself, extending that grace to yourself is so important. And there is no time limit on how long you grieve for. I cried when I got the news because it was unexpected and unforeseen. And then, whether unconsciously or consciously, I made a decision to turn the emotion off because I needed to provide that emotional support to my mom. So I needed to be strong for her. Which is interesting, because being sad or showing sadness and grief is not weakness, is not a sign of weakness in hindsight. So I had a mechanical, methodical approach to planning my uncle's funeral. And the day of, when I saw that hearse pull up, and if you have a Caribbean or Jamaican experience with a funeral, there is gospel music blasting from that hearse. When I saw the hearse pull up to the house and I heard that music playing, it's like the switch was flipped. And without warning, the tears started to flow. Because in that moment, it hit me that this is real. And the weeks of planning have led up to this moment. And you weren't just planning a funeral for someone. You're planning your uncle's funeral. And his body's here. And this is real. And this is happening. And I was the moderator for the funeral because, in an effort to keep the numbers down, Jamaica has made a stipulation that no more than 15 persons, including those that are actively doing the burial, i.e. the grave diggers, for want of a better term, they're included in the 15. So had to be a small gathering that puts a limit on persons who can participate. And again, had to turn the emotion off, just get through the day. But what I realized is grief is not something you can keep at bay. Whether or not you are conscious of it, you're still going through it. And on Sunday is like, it hit me. I couldn't resist it anymore. The tears, the feelings of sadness, the reminiscing is like the floodgates burst open in that moment. I could no longer restrain the feelings of sadness and loss, which is hard. All the reminiscing and thinking led to more reflection. I thought about all the other people that the world has lost. We lost Kobe, we lost Chadwick, we lost life as we knew it. In the middle of all that thinking and reminiscing, it occurred to me that, hey, you've experienced loss so many times this year, personal and I'm going to say public, thinking about Kobe and Chadwick. Personal meaning my uncle, obviously, and life as you knew it. Before COVID, going to the movies was a thing. Before COVID, going to concerts and shows and parties and events was a thing. Walking into the supermarket or a store in the mall without your temperature being checked or without someone spraying any kind of substance in your hands was a thing. Being able to dine indoors was a thing. Now, all of that has changed with very little time to prepare, process, and adjust. So, in realizing that, it was one big grieving session for everything. And I bring all this up because I recognize that if I feel this way and if I'm going through this, how many of us have experienced loss this year and how many of us have allowed ourselves to grieve? Some of us have lost our jobs temporarily, as in we were furloughed and brought back, and some of us permanently. And then we had to either pivot and find a new job or try and find something within our field or bite the bullet and start our entrepreneurial journey. We've experienced loss on different scales. And how many of us have taken the time to grieve? How many of us have done that? How many of us are doing that? How many of us need to do that? So I take the time to share this personal experience because if you're feeling sad and downcast, maybe even a little depressed, as in a depressive mood, not something that you've been diagnosed with, if you are feeling a little hopeless, downtrodden, and these feelings are strong when you reflect on life pre-COVID, then I humbly suggest to you, you may be grieving and you may need to give yourself that room, give yourself that space
to grieve. And it's not weird. It's not weird because we don't only grieve because of death. We grieve for a loss, full stop. You lose a friendship. You experience a breakup. You lose a job. Once you've experienced loss, grief is a natural response to that loss. So I encourage you, grieve. You've lost a lot, and it's okay to grieve. If you need to talk to someone about it, I encourage you, speak to a professional, find a therapist, find a counselor. If you have a wise, emotionally intelligent friend who you can share with, I encourage that also. But get the support. Lean into your support, and it's okay to grieve. 2020 is not yet over, but it has been a challenging year. It has asked a lot of us mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. We have been asked to give so much of ourselves this year, and we're still being asked to give of ourselves because the year is not yet complete. I just wanted to share those thoughts with you and to leave a word of encouragement. Now, in keeping with the spirit of this podcast, I'm gonna go all the way back. And by that I mean, I'm going to share a Jamaican proverb with you, because I haven't shared a proverb in a little while. So that was the premise on which this podcast was started, to share Jamaican proverbs and short stories and anecdotes and glean from them lessons and gems to encourage and to uplift you. So the proverb I want to leave with you is, today for me, tomorrow for you. Today for me, tomorrow for you. And the translation is, today is mine, tomorrow is yours. Today is mine, tomorrow is yours. And the meaning is, everyone will face challenges and problems to achieve success in his or her own time. Everyone will face challenges and problems to achieve success in his or her own time. And that's the second idea I want to elaborate on just a little. 2020 has certainly reminded me of this concept that we're all facing challenges and struggles, and facing challenges and struggles are a natural part of life. It's what makes us appreciate success even more when we've had to struggle. It's what makes us appreciate the periods of happiness because we've had periods of sadness. It makes us appreciate the time of abundance because we've had a time of lack. So facing challenges and overcoming obstacles and struggles to achieve your success is par for the course. And each of us is on a unique journey. So my life looks nothing like your life, and that's okay. What's not okay is when we start to make comparisons. And I go back to social media. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we have people thriving. And that's amazing. People are thriving. People are highly productive and are doing so well. Or that's what they present to you. Meanwhile, you're over here struggling. Getting out of bed is hard. This working from home thing is even harder. Every day you wonder if you're going to make it to the next. And you ask yourself, what is wrong with me? Why does my life look like this? I'm here to tell you, it's okay to feel that way, especially if you're bombarded by images that don't reflect your life back to you. But don't use those images to beat up on yourself. Do not rob yourself of your own joy by comparing your life to the lives of others. What success looks like to you might not look the same to somebody else. So figure out what success means to you and work to achieve that, and work to your own timeline. Do not let anybody else, and I mean anybody else, dictate to you what your timeline should be, because it is your life. So you have the right to live it on your own terms. And society has this annoying, highly obnoxious idea that it can and should, and it has the right to dictate the timelines for everybody. So a woman should be married at X age, have X amount of children, do this and this and this and this to be deemed as successful. And you're over here looking at what society has dictated for you as a successful woman or a successful man or a successful person. And your life doesn't measure up to that. And because it doesn't measure up to that, you write yourself off as a failure. Don't do that. Don't do that. Create your own standard of success and focus on that. And understand that your timeline, the timing for your journey, is completely different from everybody else's. And today, you might be down. Tomorrow, you may be up. Today, somebody else might be the hero. And tomorrow, there is zero. And that is the nature of life. If you are a history buff, and even if you're not, it's okay. Look at all the great empires of this world. They were the top. They ruled the entire known world. I'm not going to go through the list because I'm going to get it wrong. You had the Greeks, the Romans. You had conquerors like Alexander the Great. You had the British Empire. We've had all these massive superpowers, and now we refer to them in the past tense, because everything has a season and everything has a timeline. So the idea that today is mine, tomorrow is yours, should encourage you to focus on your own race. Do not give in to the idea that you should compare your life to anybody else's and then beat yourself up about it. Take heart in the fact that your life is your own. It is your prerogative to have it look however you want it to look. Whatever experiences you want to have, that's your choice. However you want to create and design your life, that's your business. As you go through the rest of this month, and as you try to make it to the end of 2020, which I hope all of us do, take heart in knowing that you are in control, that your life is your own. Take accountability for your life. Do not play a victim. Take accountability and responsibility for your life. Take your power back and figure out how you want your life to look. Figure out the kind of relationships you want to have, personal, intimate, and friendships. Figure out the kind of person you want to be and work towards that. And if you need help to become that person, counseling or therapy or enrolling in some personal development courses, or if you want to get a new skill, or if you want to change your career entirely, whatever it is you want to do, start with that desire and work from there. And if you believe in the divine, if you believe in God or a God, and you believe that the divine also has some control over your life and that helps you cope, then by all means, that's your prerogative and that's your choice. But just understand that life is a series of overcoming struggles and challenges. That's what makes a victory even sweeter. The third and the final idea I want to leave with you is celebrate the small wins. It's so important to celebrate the small wins when you get them. I don't know how many of us thought we would make it to December. As I do this recording, it is December 5th, 2020. I don't know how many of us thought we were going to make it to December. With everything that is going on, every day you hear how many persons have died from COVID. Every day you get the count of new cases. It's a recurring topic of discussion. You cannot go a day and not hear something COVID related. So when you achieve a win, whatever it looks like, you were able to go a full 8 hours at work and actually crossed off a substantial number of items off your to-do list, or you were able to go the day and not snap at someone, be it your spouse or your kids or a colleague. You were able to get out of bed today. You were able to comb your hair today. You put on makeup today. You went and got a trim and a shave today. Whatever it is that you did and you feel accomplished because of it, you started a new business, you signed a new contract, you got a new client, you got a new job. A point is, whatever it is that you did and you feel accomplished because of it, celebrate it. Celebrate it because it deserves to be celebrated. Celebrate it because you owe it to yourself to do so. It's going to make you feel good. It's encouragement and motivation to keep going, especially under these circumstances. Given these circumstances, celebrate the small wins. You don't need anybody's permission to celebrate the small wins. You don't need anybody's validation either. You're not a parking ticket. So if everybody else is going to think you're weird or crazy, and if nobody else understands it, that's okay. So what? You understand it. It means something to you. So celebrate it however you want. So if it means having a dancing session, doing a little weird shake, treating yourself to something, however, whatever, as long as you celebrate the win. Pat yourself on the back, mentally or physically, because there are so many people who had grand plans, big ideas. They wanted to do this, have this impact, create this, build that. Where are they now? Sleeping 6 feet under. You're still here. So it's no small thing that you're still here. And if that's all you can celebrate, by all means, celebrate it. Because there are so many people who would trade places with you. Those below ground and those above ground. And any day that you're alive and you're breathing, it's a good day. It's a really good day. Gratitude is what will get you through. So in celebrating the win, feel and be grateful. And that will just expand the feeling, prolong the feeling, and you'll accomplish and achieve so much when you start with being grateful. So, my beautiful souls, I didn't intend for this episode to be a long one, but I had some thoughts I wanted to share with you, and I wanted to encourage you. So it is my hope that as you listened and as you listen to this episode, that your faith and your hope and the motivation that you need will be renewed, and you will walk away feeling like you can do this. You got this. You've made it this far, so you can go further. You made it to December 2020. Congratulations. You make it. Listen, every month there was some new drama that rolled out. Every month we would wait with bated breath for what was coming next. Every month try to outdo the previous with the drama and the chaos it could bring. It's like each month was in competition. So if you're listening to this, you made it. You went through every month in this year, and we're close to finishing out this year. So for that alone, pat yourselves on the back, because a lot of people didn't make it for whatever reason, but you did. You make it, and you can make it, and you will make it. Summer Beautiful Souls, was my pleasure sharing with you. Thank you so much for listening. If you felt encouraged or moved by this episode, drop me a line. I'll leave the email and the Instagram handle for the show in the show notes. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't, and share it with a friend, share it with a family member, share it with a colleague. Let's get good ideas out there. Share the encouragement. encouragement sweetens labor. So don't keep this goodness to yourself. Share it, man. Treat it like the gospel and spread it. Don't spread the virus. Spread good news. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week. Bye.